It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Mark Yeagy here, and I want to share a story with you from somebody that I ran into this week. Our team ran into this week, actually. And I want to just share it with you because this is not uncommon out there. So this person is getting really close to retirement. And we're all thinking about retirement now, right? We want to hopefully move that lower and lower in number, right? So we can retire sooner. We don't have to work when we're 65, 70 years old. We want to retire earlier and earlier. Anyway, this person's about close to retirement, has actually retired and went back to work part-time, and is planning to stop working in the next year. Now, the person's already got some good investments. And by the way, you know, this is an opinion. So if you want investment advice, go find a financial planner or somebody to get investment advice for them. This is an opinion. Do your own research. Okay, so this person has real estate, 5 investments in real estate, which is great. Mutual funds, and the mutual funds, they told us they're paying a 1.8% fee, annual fee. Now, that's what they see. Now, I want to tell you something about mutual funds real quick. Mutual funds have to tell you what they're paying, but there's a lot of hidden fees that are in there too that you have to dig to find what they are. 12B1 fees, sales fees, there's expense ratios, all kinds of little fees that really, there was a study done a few years ago, add up to about 3.4%. Now, that's your 3.4%. So that's right off the top. So if you have a great year, if you're making 30% on your money, that's great. But a year like this year, you're losing 20, 10, 15, 30. Some people have money in Facebook and Zoom and they've lost 80% of their money, right? But still, that broker gets paid that 3.4% every year, and it comes right off the top, right out of your money. So you got to be careful about having other people manage your money. I have a saying, and you know it, it's never give up your power and your health, your wealth, or your time. And this is part of that saying, is that to be able to take control of what you're doing. You know, Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. So if you're going to have other people handling your money, just make sure they know what they're doing. Make sure they're doing it right, right? And that you can look over their shoulder and go, okay, I agree with this investment philosophy. That means you have to take power into your hands to learn some of this stuff. It's your money. You should know about it, right? All right. Now, this person said they lost 10% in their mutual funds in the recent downturn. Now, I don't know when this recent downturn was that they're talking about, but I can tell you that the S&P 500 was down about 22% recently, right? Some stocks, like I just mentioned, Netflix and Zoom and Upstart was down like 85%. Some stocks are down 70%, 80%, 80%, 90%. The market in general is down 20%. So if they lost only 10% on their mutual fund, I have to say, congratulations, that's awesome, right? You didn't lose as much money as the regular market. And they're mostly a buy and hold trader. Now, I call it buy and hope, right? Because you don't have any control. And you're just, well, I'm just going to keep buying. So they're a buy and hold investor, and they're just buying and holding. Now, if you held that stock that went down 80%, you got to have to hold a long time for it to go back up to even. We're not investing to get even, are we? So, you know, if you invest in a stock that goes down 8%, it's got to go up about 9 or 10% to get back to even. If you invest in a stock that goes down 50%, now it's got to go up 100% to get back to even. It's got to double. How many stocks double? I mean, if you know them, let me know, because I can invest with you. And then if it goes down 80%, like, it's going to be years before you get that money back, right? Yes, it's Netflix and it's not going to go out of business or whatever you tell yourself, but it's going to be a long time before it climbs back up and goes through all those sellers that sold on the way down. So buying and holding is just a weak strategy. It's in theory, it works because the markets in theory go up over time. That's actually, the dollar is debasing over time. That's a different issue. But, you know, it doesn't always go up. Like right now, like, people are having a lot of trouble. Hedge funds are going out of business because they can't figure out what to buy and when to buy and what to short and what to sell. And it's been crazy out there, right? And this person wants something they can do in retirement, and they like the idea of being able to travel while they invest. So they're looking for basically another career. Now, I highly recommend, if you've got any kind of money at all, that you should learn how to handle it, right? You should learn how to invest it. So Let me boil this down. You need to have some kind of a system, a proven system that gives you safe, reliable income, an income that comes in no matter what, right? If you don't have to wait for the income 5 years for the stock to come back, you know, so you can make a capital gain, you get income. We have a system called the cash flow machine where we teach people how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month. We frequently overshoot, but I'm not here to talk to you about how great people are doing, because it's been a tough year this year as well. We just haven't lost, most of us, as much money as the rest of the market has. And so we are actually back up to even now that the market's come back a little. And that engine that gives us that safe, reliable income helps us do that. Now, if you're going to learn a system, you should learn a system that's proven. Why do we learn a proven system? Well, it's like anything. If you want to learn anything, you don't just, you know, if you want to learn golf, you don't just pick up a golf club and go to the golf course and figure out that you're going to be a great golfer. You're probably going to read a book. But reading a book doesn't make you a great golfer, right? Maybe you take a course, right? But taking a course doesn't make you a great golfer. Maybe you go practice, right? That's cool. But sometimes you might practice the wrong thing. So you get a coach. Well, now you're getting there, right? Like, he can see some things that you're doing right, wrong, and have you fix them right there and then start practicing those, right? I can tell you that I'm really good at hitting a slice because I've practiced it for a lot of years, right? It wasn't until I got a coach that I figured out what I was doing wrong to get rid of that slice. So you've got to be immersed in an ecosystem that's going to support you, that's going to teach you the right way to do things, that it's going to teach you from experience what other people have done. We have a system called the Cashflow Machine that makes safe, reliable income, and it does it from the stock market. We take a stock market asset like Amazon or Apple or Tesla stock, and we basically create our own dividends from it. We create our own rental from it, if you want to look at it as a real estate analogy. And that helps us make, well, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month. Well, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it adds up. And if you can stay away from the pitfalls of losing money, you can end up making money over time. So if you're going to be invested in mutual funds, just understand that mutual funds have hundreds, maybe thousands of stocks in them. You're not going to do that well because there's crappy stocks that are weighing down a mutual fund. There's good stocks that are doing well, and there's average stocks in there. Why not get rid of all the average ones and just focus really well on the things that are doing well? And that's creating a safe, reliable income strategy from having a proven system. We can tell you more about it if you want to text us or message us or figure out how to get a hold of us. But that's really the key. And that was the key to this person. Great job on having real estate. Real estate's not passive income most of the time. You still got to plunge that toilet at 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes. But 5 properties in real estate, that's good concentration. Mutual funds, not so sure, right? This person says they lost 10% on mutual funds in the recent downturn. I don't know. Maybe that's okay. I'd rather have control of it and be able to create income off of that. So that's the situation. That's how we kind of want to figure out the way things go in retirement. And I hope that helps you as well. Hey, it's Mark Yeagy here to tell you about our Cash Flow Machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a Mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.